Isle of Wight Radio News. The Prime Minister says the Southport killings by teenager Axel Rudakabana must be a line in the sand for Britain. Sir Keir Starmer insists there must be fundamental change in how the country protects its children.
Will not let any institution of the state deflect from their failure. Failure which, in this case, frankly, leaps off the page. For example, the perpetrator was referred to the Prevent programme on three separate occasions.
It's Donald Trump's first day of his second term in the White House. He's pulling the United States out of the Paris climate agreements, pausing foreign assistance, and he's pardoned people who took part in the January the 6th Capitol riots. Robert Moran works for the Brunswick Group, an organisation that knows Washington DC politics inside out. He says the importance of Trump's return can't be overstated.
His political resurrection in itself would be startling, a bracing saga. But Trump also led a movement that took control of the Republican Party and remade it. Love him or hate him, he is one of the most consequential American political figures of the 21st century.
Next, a 69-year-old man's been released on bail after allegations of a stabbing incident in Ryde. Police say they were called to an address on Surrey Street in the early hours of Sunday. Officers say a man in his 30s received a small knife injury to his chest. A man was arrested on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm with intent. He's been bailed until April. Stay safe out on the island's roads and pavements this morning. Gritters were deployed across the Isle of Wight last night for the first time in several days. Temperatures dipped below freezing overnight and into this morning. And everybody's free to feel good. That'll be the message dance icon Rosala will be bringing to Isle of Wight Pride this year. She's among the headliners that have been announced, along with Drag Race and Britain's Got Talent star Lavoie and 90s ravers Entrance. The spectacular event takes place at Ryde's Harbour Beach in July. Well, there is more news on our website. You can find that if you head to iwradio.co.uk. But that is the latest for now. I'm Phil Towers.